Welcome to Bogenwood, Australia, Canberra's forgotten suburb. In today's adventure, we jump straight back into the action as Sheila and Jimbo drive towards the undisclosed location. We also check back in on Dingo and Bricko as they race towards Jimbo's place. The car continued to make its way up the street as Sheila turned to Jimbo. "All right, Jimbo, I get the point. We did you wrong, and we need to put things right." Jimbo smiled and reached down and put an old Jimmy Barnes tape into the tape player he had installed himself. Sheila kept watching and trying to discuss the issue at hand. "Jimbo, I get that you're pissed, but how the fuck is this my fault? I ain't done nothing." Jimbo continued to drive. Meanwhile, Bricko and Dingo continued up the road, running after the car, looking for a motor transport to get to Jimbo's place quicker. As they continued their way up the road, they saw two cyclists riding past in the bike lane. And that's when a plan kicked into old Bricko's mind. "Hey, Dingo, I got a plan. Follow me," Bricko yelled as he continued to run. As they made their way toward the next set of traffic lights, Bricko stopped and grabbed Dingo. "What the fuck, Bricko? We have to go get Sheila," Dingo yelled. "She's loved me life. We've been together since we were 12, he continued. Bringo caught his breath and jumped in. "Stop, Dingo, mate. I need you to trust me." He stood and waited for the traffic light to turn red. Dingo stopped random for a moment and watched Bricko as he started to wash windows. "There's no fucking time," Dingo yelled. But Bricko continued washing the windows. Whilst he was doing it, two cyclists made their way to the traffic lights. Now, anyone knows that cyclists that ride on the road also knows that the road rules only apply to them when it's convenient, and a red light was not something they were going to stop for. Bricko placed himself next to the car that sat along the bicycle path, and as the cyclists were about to drive past, he opened the driver's side door. Bang! Both cyclists ran into the door and fell off their bikes. The driver was in shock. The fucking riders were in shock. Bricko was far from being in shock, and he yelled at Dingo, "Come on, mate, we have to hurry." Dingo stood startled at what just happened, but quickly made his way towards the now vacant bikes. Bricko grabbed the first one and started to get on it as the driver started to get out of their cars to look at the hurt cyclists. Dingo grabbed the second bike, but thought he should say something to the now injured cyclist. "A red light means stop, fuckwit. You ride on the road, you obey the fucking rules." He grabbed a handful of change and threw it at him. "We just bought your bikes, half price, because they're fucking dented." Bricko laughed as he started to ride off, thinking of the backward logic he just used to acquire the perfectly rideable dented bikes, as Dingo followed along. As they continued down to Jimbo's place riding their bikes, a small crowd had gathered around the driver, who was still in shock, and the two cyclists were perfectly alright except for their egos, and the fact that they didn't have any fucking bikes now. Bricko and Dingo kept riding as they made their way through the pathways and a crossroad to get through to Jimbo's place, making great pace. Whilst this was happening, Jimbo kept driving as Sheila kept yelling at him. "You said you wanted to talk. Now talk." Jimbo kept singing and reached across the stereo to turn it off. He turned to Sheila. "Now, Sheila, don't be like that. I haven't done nothing to hurt you. Unlike what your two idiots you hang out with did to me." Sheila continued to rant, trying to work out what she would do to escape this position. "Jesus, Jimbo. What the fuck? How's this shit my fault? You know I'm pregnant and stuff, don't you?" "Well, Sheila, I'm thinking that might be debatable, but, you know, you would know best as you usually do." "Yeah, but what about letting me go? Why can't you just pull over and let me out?" "Well, that's because I had a wee plan I needed you to help me with." "What fucking plan, you dear old fuck?" "You'll see, Sheila." Jimbo's quickly spun the wheel of the car, crossing over the lanes and driving even faster. "This part of the story is over for the likes of you," Jimbo laughed, and a weird look crept in his eyes as he continued to drive faster and faster. As this was occurring, Jimbo and Bricko were making great time and were only moments away from Jimbo's place, so they decided they should stop and discuss some tactics before they reached his house. "All right, what's the plan?" Dingo turned to Bricko. "Well, he has a busted leg, and he isn't known for using weapons, so I think we'll just have to cut him into our window washing business." "Yeah, Bricko, I know you're thinking, man, but maybe you shouldn't be calling it our window washing business in front of him." "Yep, shit, you're right. That could be our negotiating point. It's weird, really. We gave him the thing he wanted, an opportunity to sue the supermarket, and he's still fucking after us." "Yeah, I agree. Doesn't make any sense to me, Bricko. but we need a plan. Okay, well, I need to think more clearly, Bricko said as he reached into his pocket and pulled out a joint. I like your thinking, Dingo said as he waited for Bricko to light the joint. Bricko took a puff and handed it to Dingo. And as Dingo put the joint to his mouth, that's when a plan of attack came to mind. Jimbo slammed on the brakes as Sheila stared out the window in shock. You fucking kidding me, she yelled at Jimbo. No, Sheila, sorry, this is the end for you. Jimbo reached across the car. Bricko and Dingo pulled their newly acquired bikes up to Jimbo's place, but his car was nowhere to be seen. They were looking around the yard. Where was he? They walked around the house and couldn't see a door or window open. Bricko looked through the window and saw sudden movement. The fuck is in there, quick! Bricko yelled as he ran toward the front door. He started banging and yelling through the door. Let me in! Let her out! Both Dingo and Bricko yelled, getting ready to charge down the fucking door. As they continued to yell and scream, they didn't realise that Jimbo had just pulled up in his car and started to get out. Bricko and Dingo continued to yell as Jimbo started to walk up behind them. Jimbo yelled, "Hello, boys!" Dingo and Bricko turned around to see Jimbo standing there holding Sheila's cigarette lighter in his hand and lighting one of those ciggies. It was only a matter of moments before the boys realised Sheila was no longer in the car. As these thoughts were digesting, the front door to the house opened and another person stepped out. Jimbo smiled a crooked smile, one that you wouldn't want to fucking see. Boys, it's about time we had a chat. Where the fuck is Sheila, you cunt? Dingo yelled. She's been taken good care of, Jimbo smiled in a strange way. Have you met me, mate? Hello, boys. Remember me? Diesel said. So that's where we leave Bricko and Dingo for today, after they finally made their way to Jimbo's place, only to meet yet another obstacle. But that's another story we'll continue another day. Bogan Water is a place of many adventures, and things have a tendency to work themselves out. And in recent events, it has also taken a serious turn towards the bad element. Come back to Bogan Wood to find the answers to the questions. What happened to Sheila? How is Jimbo going to seek even more revenge for the incidents that unfolded? Why is Diesel at Jimbo's place? Where the fuck are the cops while all this is going on? All this will be answered in the next episode. And remember what they say to their kids in Bogan Wood? Don't you fucking swear, you little shit!